Border Chief Mayorkas deports his deputy amid migrant flood. By Neil Monroe on November 13, 2022. President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief Alejandro Mayorkas has pushed out his frontline deputy. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Commissioner Chris Magnus. The removal was completed Saturday after Magnus initially rejected a resignation demand on Friday morning by his boss, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. I resigned because I believe this decision provides me with the best path for advancing my commitment to professional, innovative and community-engaged policing, Magnus said in a statement to media outlets. Magnus has been commissioner for 11 months, directing the Border Patrol along the border and the customs inspectors at the border gateways, such as highways and airports. His agency has 60,000 employees and an $18 billion budget. The forced exit comes amid a government-directed inflow of at least 3 million economic migrants from south of the border. For almost 2 years, Mayorkas has shown he is willing to release millions of migrants into the U.S. economy, where they help employers and investors by nudging down wages and pushing up housing costs. Mayorkas' smuggled inflow is in addition to the annual inflow of 1 million legal immigrants and at least 500,000 visa workers. Despite the forced exit of Magnus, there is no evidence that Biden wants to fire Border Chief Mayorkas for releasing so many migrants into Americans' communities and workplaces. Establishment media outlets are portraying Magnus as a distracted, unfocused boss who failed to impose progressive-style workplace rules on the border agents. Politico, for example, reported in October. "He's not in the game," said another one of the administration officials. "Every time there's a meeting and he's in it, we'll get to a conclusion and Magnus will have some sidebar issue that he wants to raise and we're all like, what the fuck is that about?" Six of those internal critics, for example, remarked to Politico that they had seen Magnus fall asleep during multiple meetings, including one earlier this year on how to handle the current swell of Venezuelans crossing the border. The New York Times wrote, "Democrats hoped his decades of experience running police departments and changing long-standing law enforcement cultures would bring what many had considered to be much-needed reform to the U.S. Border Patrol, an agency that is part of CBP. The Border Patrol has long been criticized for its white male-dominated workforce and persistent problems with discrimination both inside the agency and in its treatment of migrants. Magnus' progressive agenda was strongly opposed by the union representing the Border Patrol officers. Establishment outlets portray Magnus' progressive agenda as a hindrance to Mayorkas' supposedly sincere effort to curb the huge illegal migration, despite the evidence that Mayorkas wants to bring in more migrants. Magnus's ambitions to overhaul CBP put him at odds with Mayorkas and senior CBP leaders struggling to contend with record numbers of migrant arrests along the Mexico border, according to the Washington Post. The Associated Press even suggested that Magnus' exit will help Biden and Mayorkas manage the migration inflow they deliberately encouraged, managed, and hide, the AP reported on November 12. Magnus's removal is part of a larger shakeup expected at Homeland Security as it struggles to manage migrants coming from a wider range of countries, including Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. This comes as Republicans are likely to take control of the House in January and are expected to launch investigations into the border. But Magnus' forced exit is helping keep the media focus away from Mayorkas's plan to open up more legal pathways through the border, into American workplaces, and into citizenship. For example, Breitbart News reported on November 11. Just a few days after Tuesday's midterm elections, Biden's DHS filed an automatic extension in the Federal Register that will allow more than 305,000 foreign nationals from El Salvador, Honduras, Haiti, Nepal, Nicaragua, and Sudan to remain in the U.S. and hold American jobs. The bulk, about 194,000, are nationals from El Salvador. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into the jobs needed by the families of blue-collar and white-collar Americans. This third-rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.